Hello, this is Mayor Greg Wilson. As we are all aware, we are all living in uncertain and worrisome times due to the coronavirus pandemic affecting the whole world. With several cases reported locally and in our community, we are not isolated from this global health crisis. I want to let you know what our community is doing to address this new enemy and what you personally can do to help stop the spread of the virus and minimize its impact on you, your family, and your friends. On Saturday, March 28th, the City of Dryden declared a state of emergency due to COVID-19. This decision was not taken lightly. The declaration serves several purposes, including aligning our community with the state of emergency declared previously by the province, raising the level of the seriousness of the situation in our community, and our level of preparedness. It is worth repeating what we can all do to protect our own health and the health of others. These include things such as stay home as much as possible and avoid non-essential gatherings and outings. If you do have to leave your home for essential reasons, including exercise, practice appropriate physical social distancing by staying at least 2 meters apart. Increasing frequency of home and office cleaning, door handles, keyboards, work and eating surfaces, etc. is also very helpful. Wash your hands frequently using soap and water for 15 to 20 seconds each time. Use hand sanitizer. Cough or sneeze into your elbow. Avoid close contact with anyone who has a fever or cough. If you have traveled outside of Canada recently, you must self-isolate for 14 days on your return. There are several penalties for those who ignore these guidelines. If you have COVID-19 symptoms, self-monitor and self-isolate. You can use the online self-assessment tool at covid-19.ontario.ca/self-assessment. If you are having difficulty breathing or experiencing other severe symptoms, call 911 immediately. We are all in this together, and it is our collective efforts and diligence in dealing with this threat that will pull us through this crisis and make us stronger coming out of it. Finally, I want to give a big thank you to all of our frontline healthcare professionals. And thank you for your understanding and support in these challenging times. If you have any questions, please check the city website for information and feel free, of course, to reach out to myself or the Northwest Health Unit. Thank you.